Maaser Sheni Perikei Mishnah Zayin 5-7. We continue the topic of Bior. Now we're talking about the question of Bior for Maaser Sheni when there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Misha Hayalo Peros, if one had Peros, meaning Peros of Maaser Sheni produce, Bezman Hazeh, nowadays. When we say Bezman Hazeh, we mean in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then, V'igia Shasa Bior, and the deadline comes to do Bior on his Maaser Sheni produce, Beishamai omrim tsarich lechalan ala kesef. Beishamai hold, you first have to redeem the food, the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni, onto a coin. Take those coins to Yerushalayim and actually dispose of the coins in Yerushalayim. Disposing coins mean grind them up and throw them to the sea or to the wind. Actually destroy those coins. Could be just simply throwing them into the Dead Sea would be sufficient. But the point is the coins as opposed to the food needs to be destroyed. Beishamai say that based on a pasuk. The pasuk which talks about Maaser Sheni, it says, Vitzarta kesef biyadcha, you'll bind the money in your hand. And the truth is that that word hakesef, the money, is miyutar, it's extra, because just moments ago in the Pesukim it said, Vinasata b'kesef, you'll apply the kedusha from the foodstuffs onto money. So this kesef here now seems superfluous, and that being the case, Beishamai holder comes to teach you that even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to put it onto Kesef and bring it there for disposal. Beishamai, however, disagree. Beis Hillel disagree, and Beis Hillel say, Uveis Hillel omrim, Echad shen Kesef ve'echad shen Peros. It makes no difference if your Maaser Sheni Kedusha is now still in the original foodstuffs or it's been transferred to coins. Either way, you can dispose the food or coins as is outside of Yerushalayim, and that's sufficient. Bartner learns uses the word Geniza, which is burial. And it's not perfectly clear if burial would be sufficient for the coins, or burial would apply to the food, as opposed to the coins, which still need to be thrown into the sea or ground up and thrown to the wind. In either case, the halacha is certainly like Beis Hillel, that one does not need to first transfer kedusha from the food onto the coin at the time of Bior. He can dispose of the food itself by burying it without transferring kedusha onto a coin.